1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. American officials are closely watching the largest Chinese protests in decades. CBS's Ed O'Keefe says the rare public dissent is growing.
This is by far the biggest challenge yet to Xi Jinping's zero COVID policy, which has battered China's economy and locked down hundreds of millions of people in their homes. Furious, some people yelled what, until now, few would have even dared say aloud.
Xi Jinping!
Down with Xi Jinping. Down with the Communist Party.
Congress is expected to order the 12 railroad unions in the U.S. and the railroads themselves to accept a contract deal in order to avoid a strike in a few days. Gregory DeYoung is an associate professor of operations management at Southern Illinois University.
Certainly from a standpoint of expediency, just basically forcing a ratification of the current contract is the fastest route, and that certainly looks like what Congress and the president are looking for right now, is to get this thing off their plates.
Congress hasn't intervened in railroad negotiations since 1992. Adobe Analytics projects we spent more than $11 billion on Cyber Monday. Adobe's Vivek Pandia says discounts are driving the sales.
The discounts are stronger than we've ever seen on record for many categories, especially the major ones like electronics and apparel and toys. And that's really been what's fueling the momentum we've been seeing out of Cyber Week.
Adobe expects online sales between Thanksgiving and Cyber Monday will surpass $35 billion, an increase of 3.7% over last year. The world's largest active volcano continues to erupt. It's the first time it's done that in almost 40 years. Residents on the Big Island are being warned to be alert, but no evacuations have been ordered so far.
You know, we're way overdue. We were way overdue for a Mauna Loa eruption.
The scientist in charge at the Hawaiian Volcano Observatory says there's no telling what may come next.
We don't want to try and second guess the volcano. We have to let it actually show us what it's going to do, and then we inform people of what is happening ASAP.
Scientists say it could take weeks or months for the lava to reach residents if the volcano continues to erupt, and local officials are urging people to stay calm and have a plan in place in case of an emergency. Stephanie Lum, CBS News, Honolulu.
South Korea has extradited a 42-year-old woman to New Zealand 2 months after she was arrested following the discovery of the bodies of two long-dead children in abandoned suitcases. This is CBS News.
Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Visit libertymutual.com to learn more.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month. And that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
Light the lamp.
All the way down, he scores! A 200-foot empty net goal for the captain.
And defend the ice.
Driving in, centering pass. Oh, great sliding left pad save.
This is America's college hockey capital.
Fire one towards the net and scores.
This is your radio home for Wisconsin Badger hockey.
Right here on WFHR, locally grown radio, your home for Wisconsin sports.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update.
The Portage County Board of Adjustment will meet at 4 p.m. on Tuesday, November 29th in the Portage County Annex Conference Room 5. If there is inclement weather, the meeting will take place on Wednesday, November 30th at 4 p.m. in the same location. The Wisconsin Rapids Area Community Choir will be presenting Songs of the Season on Saturday, December 3rd at 4 p.m. at First Congregational Church, located at 311 2nd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. This concert is free and will be recorded by Wisconsin Rapids Community Media. The choir has been performing for 19 years, with this as their first performance since December 2019 because of the pandemic. The group consists of 40 singers of all ages from Wisconsin Rapids and the surrounding area. The choir is under the direction of Sid Cooper as conductor and Mary Englert as accompanist. And that's the news update on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with lows around 32. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Highs level off around 41. Cloudy tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation likely. Lows level off around 20. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening.
Three, two, one.
Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devils Advocates Radio Show, a new Badger head coach Monday. Dominic A. Shocker, Luke Fickell, hired from the University of Cincinnati, the Bearcats. He's being introduced in Madison, Wisconsin, the new head football coach of the University of Wisconsin Badgers. I believe we're going to take our feed live from Learfield, our partners with WFHR, WRCE, and of course, Waxy, Lake Air, and Amory. Let's go to the press conference. Athletic Director Chris McIntosh should be introducing the new head coach anytime now. We got time? Okay. So, Dom, this is obviously big news. The highest paid state government employee in the great state of Wisconsin got fired after, what, about three games of the season? Maybe four, something like that. I forget. 2-3, so I guess it was five. That was Paul Christ. And then his defensive coordinator, Jim Leonard, obviously a long and storied history, walk-on, All-American with the Badgers, NFL career, was waiting his turn. And his turn seemingly had come. He got the interim role and he marched the Badgers down the field. A better second half of the season. They beat Purdue. But I was at that game Saturday, Dom. And one Graham Mertz pass may have cost Jim Leonard his current head coaching dreams. Down in the fourth quarter, Mertz just sailed one, man. And I was in Section W. Thank you to the good folks at Learfield for providing my courtesy tickets on Saturday, Dom. And I got to tell you, it was a disappointing way to end Senior Day. To lose
well,
the Paul Bunyan
I
Axe
saw
the, for a the, second consecutive
the
year.
News reports, Crudy, and I sent it to you immediately, the Journal Sentinel, because we've been talking
about
this.
You were hours late on that, man.
And because I was surprised, and I think a lot of people apparently were surprised. Now, I'm not the big Badger fan like you are, Curdy, but certainly it seemed to be that this guy, Jim Leonard, would just be, you know, walk on and take the job. General Sentinel reporting that Leonard had publicly expressed his desire, of course, we know this, to take over as a full-time head coach. But a source close to the UW program said on Sunday that Leonard was blindsided and devastated by the news.
I feel like Graham Mertz was blindsided at least a couple times in that game. Unfortunate, Braylon Allen, their sophomore running back, the star of the UW program,
And Braylon Allen did not play on Saturday. And it was a hard way to end the season, at least the regular season, without your star running back. And obviously, I think maybe the outcome could have been a little different. You know, you pound it downhill, and maybe you get a few more yards, and you score that touchdown late in the fourth. And maybe Jim Leonard becomes the head coach. But I got to think, if Jim Leonard was the right fit, I mean, they posted this job about a week in advance. And if they wanted Jim Leonard, well, they could have had Jim Leonard, obviously, right? He was right there. He wanted the job. And he was probably cheap relative to this new hire, Dom. The new guy, $6.5 million man. And that's before they do the coaches show and the courtesy cars. And I bet he's got a few courtesy tickets to give out as well. Over here, Luke, could always use a couple of good Badger seats. How are we doing at the press conference?
Still a nice, long introduction. We're opening it up. We're thanking him. Lots of close to the mic clapping.
Well. You know, this is actually, they told us this would be sort of a split-up event. First, the rich guys get to meet him, right? You know, with cash comes access. So they're having an upstairs, a very private meeting, this one being held. The spokesperson right now for UW is Matt LaPay, the guy I always wanted to be. What I want to be when I grew up, I want to be Matt LaPay, and he ain't leaving. So
Matt LaPay's still Matt LaPay. You can't have two Matt LaPays, Crudy.
Yeah, but you could have, you know, Crudy following.
Yeah, man, you're Crudy. Don't worry about it, man. You're good the way you are.
Future voice of the Badgers, Crudy. I don't think LePay's leaving, and he is the best. And they're introducing the new head football coach here in the state of Wisconsin. This is kind of big news. When we had our little company meeting this morning, it's all anyone was talking about. Evan tells us we're ready. Let's take it live. Matt LaPay introducing the new head Badger football coach, Luke Fickell. Struggle with Luke.
Consecutive seasons. A very highly decorated player and an academic All-Big Ten honoree. Chris McIntosh returned to UW-Madison 8 years ago.
Now he's introducing the athletic director.
As I believe most of you in this room know, took over his current position on July 1st. 2021.
And he's been doing some redecorating.
College athletics took a dramatic turn with the changes going on with NIL and all the rest. That was when he started, July 1st, 2021. Yet with all the changes going on, he is a man who very clearly embraces tradition and all the values that have made UW athletics so successful, while always, always looking for ways to keep building and continue the pursuit of championships. Please welcome Director of Athletics, Chris McIntosh.
Chris has been firing some people this year. But today's the big announcement. The new head football coach, Luke Fickell, being introduced.
Wait for it. Thank you, Matt. How about a round of applause for the voice of the Badgers?
Could be Crudy.
I'd like to thank you all for being here today. It's an exciting day. Since October 2nd, there have been two priorities. Priority number one has been to maximize this season for this team. And it has been an incredibly difficult season for many reasons. I couldn't be more proud of this team for the way that you've pushed through adversity, for the way that you've competed. Thank you.
The 6-6 finish for your Wisconsin Badgers.
I'm grateful for the approach that our coaching staff took, given incredibly difficult circumstances. Day in and day out, their priority has been to maximize this season for these young men. But lastly, this university, this program, me personally, we owe Coach Leonard a debt of gratitude. Jimmy's standing within our program has grown beyond imagination. He's poured himself into this program as a player, as a position coach, as a defensive coordinator, and as the interim head coach. And for that, we should always and eternally be grateful. The second priority. I said on October 2nd that I owed it to this program to conduct a national search to find the best leader that positions this program for long-term success. There have been so many people that have contributed to this process, the process that leads us here today, and I have many thank yous to share. First and foremost, thank you to Chad Chatlos at Turnkey for assisting in this search. Thank you to my senior staff, especially Marcus Sedbury and Craig Hansen, to our campus partners, in particular Rob Kramer, Nancy Lynch, Brian Vaughn, Patrick Sheehan, our athletic board chair Ann Sheehy and faculty rep Pete Miller, and to everyone that helped make this event here today possible. Thank you to UW System President Jay Rothman, our Board of Regents, especially Regent President Karen Walsh, but a most special thank you to Chancellor Mnookin. Chancellor Mnookin was there for me every step of the way during this process. You were instrumental in the success of this process, and I'm so grateful for your support. Thank you. And now I'd like to talk about the future. But before I do, the comments I make about the future are meant to stand on their own. It's not about comparison to anyone or to anywhere or to any other era. When I took this job a year and a half ago, I spoke about building something special that we could all be proud of. I spoke about building upon a strong foundation, one that had been built over the course of decades, one that honors our values, one that does it the right way, not necessarily the easy way, but the right way, and one that always puts our student athletes first. We needed to find a person that believed in the same thing, a person that aligned with and could demonstrate their ability to deliver. And I couldn't be more excited about the person we found. I can't wait to partner with Coach Fickell to build upon something special here at Wisconsin, something that we can all be proud of. And now, at an occasion like this, the conventional approach would be for me to read from a list of Coach Fickell's many accomplishments. And I can assure you it is a long list.
No list.
While Coach Fickell's accomplishments are incredible, what excites me the most is his approach, his expectation on a day-to-day basis. It's easy to believe that games are won on Saturdays. The reality is games are won by dedication on a daily basis, dedication to preparation on a daily basis. And what struck me most about Coach Fickell is his dedication to a proven process, one that has demonstrated results and success. But his process is not just limited to winning football games. His process teaches young men how to be successful in life, off the field, on the field, in the classroom, now and beyond. Friends, it is time for us to get excited about what the future of Wisconsin football holds. It's time to dedicate ourselves to making those aspirations a reality. Wisconsin is committed to being successful in a changing world, beginning with the way our football program operates, beginning with the construction of facilities and the embracement of opportunities like NIL for our student athletes. But success will require a commitment from all of us. It will require support from all of us. There's no doubt Wisconsin is playing to win. On the field and in the classroom, now and
from the home of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news, talk, and sports station.
It's time to get after it now. It's time for us to embrace this opportunity. I appreciate you being here today. I thank you for your continued support on Wisconsin. And now let's open our arms up to Luke and to Amy and to the entire Fickell family. Ladies and gentlemen, It is my honor to present to you the 31st head football coach at the University of Wisconsin, Luke Fickell.
That was Athletic Director Chris McIntosh introducing the new Badger head coach. Luke Fickell will take you back as soon as they get to the coach's remarks.
We're in continuing coverage right now.
I hear the Learfield reps talking down the line there. You monitor and you let us know. As soon as it's possible to go back and actually hear the coach's remarks, we'll go back into the room at UW-Madison. A little extended Sports Talk Live coverage going on here on the Devil's Advocate.
Right, man. Like the old days, Grudy.
It is not that common that the University of Wisconsin hires a new head football coach until this year. Apparently, it's become a little more common stance this year. But anyways, Chris McIntosh, after introducing the 30th head football coach with an interim title, now has introduced the 31st, Luke Fickell, a guy who comes with a very impressive resume. Let's meet the coach. Play it for the people, Evan.
I could be here, obviously, without an incredible amount of people that I need to thank. And I won't list them all because, obviously, I would forget somebody. But I do want to start off, obviously, with Chancellor Mnookin and her leadership team. I appreciate what you guys have done and given me this great opportunity. To President Rothman, I appreciate, obviously, everything that the trust and that he's putting in me, to the Board of Regents, to President Karen Walsh, to the Athletic Board, to Dr. Ann Sheehy, to the faculty rep Pete Miller, thank you for believing. I know this is, like I told the guys today, a little bit of blind faith. You know, maybe you do a Zoom call or something like that. Maybe they can look some things up. But there is some blind faith involved in what you guys are doing for me, just like I asked these guys over here to have as we continue this and begin this new journey. So thank you. Thank you for all that, everybody that's been a part of believing and giving me this opportunity. Special thanks, obviously, to Chris. I know this wasn't the easiest thing in the world, and to step outside of a comfort zone and believe in me and figuring that there's some differences and there's some changes, and being open to this. And I believe that this one of the big reasons why I'm here, not just because of Chris, but in our ability to have a partnership, our ability to find ways in this new evolving landscape and of moving this program, this athletic department, everything that we do forward. And it's got to be a partnership, and there's got to be a relationship, and there's got to be a lot of trust. And I appreciate that from you. Obviously, thank you to my family, to my wife most in particular, that the rock, as we all know, the kind of the strength behind this whole thing that gives me the opportunity to spend so much time with 100 and some 18 to 22 year olds, and maybe not as much time with the six of mine at my house. Thank you for allowing me to chase this dream and this passion that that I have of coaching and developing young men. I couldn't do it without you. To all my kids, to my daughter Luca, to Ashton, to Aiden, Lake, and to Lucian, for allowing me to uproot you, start this journey all over again without batting an eye. To my oldest son, who's not here, I appreciate him as well. And it's most difficult sometimes on the family, because real soon here, guys, we'll go to work, and those blinders will go on and just start rolling. And a lot of times there's a lot of others that that don't get the credit that they deserve. And I know for this is a family thing for us coming here, us moving here, us uprooting. Just like I told those guys, that when they get to know me, we'll create a family. My family will be a part of this, every bit a part of it. And so I appreciate them for giving me this opportunity and allowing me to do this. To the University of Cincinnati, where to President Pinto, to John Cunningham, who were my bosses over the last 6 years, all that they've done for me and given me the opportunity to be standing here today, the support that I needed, the belief as we continued to grow, what it is that we did there. I appreciate them. I thank them. To all the coaches that helped me get here, obviously the coaches at the University of Cincinnati in particular that were assistant coaches, and obviously we had a bunch. That was one of the tougher things, is there was a lot of change and a lot of role through that. But all those guys came in, believed in what it is we're doing, bought into what we were doing, stayed aligned, and give us this opportunity, and me in particular, this opportunity to be where I am.
into really the most important group of all to the former players that I had. What was it about? I told those guys about 6 hours before I talked to them. I stood in front of a group of guys that I owe everything to. I mean, that's why I'm standing here. I know that there's a lot of people to be thankful for, but there's no way we can do this. I know I couldn't do this without the guys that I had there, and what it is that they did for me and for my family and for a lot of us. We all work really hard in this profession, but if you can't get the guys behind you to believe in you, you can't get those guys to do things that they don't even believe they're going to do, then we don't have these opportunities like this. And it's amazing sometimes that those guys do what they do for us, and then there is a lot of change in their life. But we all understand it's a part of it. I told the team yesterday that change is inevitable, right? There's change in all of our lives. Growth is what's optional. And we have to choose to grow. You know, we have to choose to grow. There's a lot of change in my life as well. And I know that for us in particular, as a group of men together, we're all going to be growing together through this change. And it's never easy. It's never easy. But the things that are easy aren't what last. The things that are easy aren't what going to get us to where we want to go, to get us back to where we deserve and believe we need to be. And as we go through this, we will do this together, and that's what I want them to know more than anything. This is bigger than me. This is bigger than any one coach. You know, this is about a team. This is about a group of men. This is about a guys coming together and believing, even through all these changes and different things that are going to happen, that we build something. You know, and we build it together, because where there's a couple people that reap the rewards of success, you know, it's usually the head coach and the quarterback that are the guys that continue to move on and reap the success. But we know how it really has to happen, and it's got to happen from within. And there's no other way that I know of doing it. And I'm excited about this opportunity, as I hope you all can envision and see. I'm not one to stand up here and make bold statements by any means. I'm not one to make outlandish, you know, goals and things that we're going to be able to do. I can promise you this, that I'm gonna get these guys to believe in what it is that we do, buy into the things that we do, the way that which we do them. And it's going to be because they see the trust, respect, and love that that I have for them. Every single day, through the ups, through the downs, through the most difficult times, but that's what it's a part of. And the change is inevitable. The growth is what's optional, and I'm willing to grow. I've met with a lot of these guys today. I felt really good about their ability and their willingness to grow. And for 4 or 5 hours I spent with these guys today, I realized why this place is so special. Why they've had incredible success. And not once did we didn't go to the weight room. I didn't watch a film. I didn't see a guy make a tackle. I didn't see a guy run a 40-yard dash. I didn't see a guy do a bench press. But I saw a bunch of guys tell me what their heart really felt, what they felt about this place, how they felt about their teammates, what they felt about the locker room, and what success was to them. And I had the greatest relief. I haven't even had a chance to tell my wife. I had the greatest relief of when those guys walked out of knowing that I'm in the right place, I'm with the right group of guys, and I'm excited to go to work. So I appreciate that. I promise you'll get a lot more of me, more than maybe you want at times, but I'm incredibly excited for this opportunity. I'm incredibly excited to get started, and we can't get this thing rolling fast enough. So Chris, thank you. Everybody, thank you. I appreciate it. On Wisconsin.
That is new.
So that is
Badger head football coach Luke Fickell. And no one saw it coming, Dom, but we played it for you live because, you know, when the most expensive employee in the state governance system gets hired. And let's not forget, you had to fire the last coach. That cost us $11 million on the way out the door. So there are some well-heeled donors that they wanted success.
From Alexander Field to the Central Business District, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation with I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little. A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
So I'm a cat. And I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
As long as there are veterans, the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks will never forget them. Throughout the year, Elks members in your community lend a hand, donate money, volunteer time to enrich the lives of this nation's veterans. It's not something these dedicated Americans feel they have to do. It's something they want to do. Join with America's veterans in saluting the efforts of your local Elks Lodge. Elks Care, Elks Share. To find a lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. In the past, you were involved with the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Today, your local Elks Lodge and community needs your help more than ever. Why? Because needs for helping the youth, veterans, and our communities are greater than available resources. Please consider becoming involved again. Contact your local Elks Lodge and see how little it costs to become reinstated. Visit our website at elks.org. Elks Care, Elks Share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids Elks Lodge, number 693.
Hello, music lovers. Tim the Polka Guy here to let you know the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show is moving to a new time slot, 12 noon every Saturday. So join me for the best in old-time music every Saturday at 12 noon right here on the new WFHR 97.5 FM and AM 1320.
For Civic Media, I'm Melissa Kay with your local news update. November 28th is Snow Plow Driver Appreciation Day in Wisconsin, and it is an excellent opportunity to remind motorists to give snow plow drivers plenty of space to complete their job safely. They work hard throughout the days and nights of winter to clear our roads and keep us as safe as possible during our winter season. The governor and the DOT are asking drivers to plan ahead and check for road conditions using the 511wi.gov website or download the 511 app. Buckle up, phone down, every trip, every time. Stay at least 200 feet behind a working snowplow. If you cannot see their mirrors, they cannot see you. The City of Wisconsin Rapids is asking for feedback on a community rail traffic survey taking place until December 30th. In response to concerns about delays at rail crossings, a feasibility study is being conducted to address these delays and reduce congestion, noise, pollution, and safety issues at rail crossings. Visit wirapids.org to take the survey. And that's the news on your locally grown radio station.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Overcast skies overnight with lows around 32. Winds out of the south, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Overcast skies again tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. Highs level off around 41. Cloudy tomorrow night. Mixed precipitation likely. Lows level off around 20. A dusting of snow tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 38.
And if you can't listen to the Packers, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And the guy I talked to yesterday, I told him, you know, we're a Badger station up here. This guy's a big sports fan, you could tell. He had actually, where'd he go to college? He River Falls, which I won't hold against him. You know, a couple of lacrosse grads ourselves, Dom. But meeting people, they're very friendly people, as I would expect in Wisconsin. I've gone in, I've introduced myself, and, you know, literally within a matter of minutes time, I feel like I've made some friendly acquaintances, and they've all been very helpful. They've tried to point me towards some real estate and some local people, which could be talent that could join Civic Media at some point in the future. But it's nice and refreshing that not a single one of them's asked me my politics. The only guy I admitted my politics to is the guy that had a Joe Biden mug on his shelf. But first, I asked him if it was his Joe Biden mug. He said it was.
All right, so they didn't bring up politics to you, Crudy. Did you bring up politics to them?
Only when necessary. Only when necessary.
And how do you determine what is necessary? I mean, you didn't lead with that, obviously.
No, because it is not my job to change your mind in a direct way. But it is my job, I feel like, Dom, is we're up here and we're trying to build out radio facilities. This station here had been literally off the air. This community felt abandoned for lack of a radio station. If it weren't for my partner and his financial commitment to putting the right tech in, to putting, you know, the right big transmitters, they're expensive machines. But when this thing comes out the other end, this community can be proud that it's represented. And as he told me, as different people told me, the Chamber of Commerce told me, you know, there are certain communities that have more going on than others, but all these little towns, if you live in a town of 2,000, Dom, every weekend is not festival weekend in your town. And you, if you don't want to go bored to tears, I mean, if you like to fish, Dom, lots of lakes. But if you're looking for a good time on a Friday or a Saturday night, all these little communities do round robins, and they invite each other in. You know, it was so funny today. I'm leaving Hayward today, and I'm driving under a railroad bridge, and obviously the high school kids, the class of 22, had come all the way to Hayward to write Spooner Blows on the railroad bridge. You know, these back little community battles. It's like the Hatfields and the McCoys in a positive sort of way. It was, you know, Spooner Blows. It could have been a lot worse, Dom. But anyways, it's been refreshing, and I know that this part of the state is about 65% red currently. It ain't going to stay that way, Dom. I guarantee it, man. It cannot stay that way when the devil's advocates are out here making friends all over, you know, northwestern Wisconsin, as the case may be.
Crudy on the road again. Love it. Love it, man. I love to hear what's going on out there. I love the fact you're out there putting the miles in, setting these things up. It takes effort. It takes work. It's more than just the money. It's an effort of a full team of people to get it up and running. And of course, then we've got to have the programming and the production to get it all out there. And the phone lines to talk to the people at 844-967-2789. I will take some calls. We have Don Brown checking in, of course. Today, the one-year anniversary of the Waukesha Christmas Parade tragedy. We'll discuss more of that with you. And again, our friend Scott Ross at the top of the 5 o'clock hour. Once again, 844-967-2789. We are the Devil's Advocates all over Wisconsin, all over the United States, all over the world. Coming back with your calls in just a minute. We'll be right back.
In the dust that was a city, if I could find a souvenir just to prove the world was here, and here it is, a red balloon. I think of you and let it go.
Hey, yes, Mansion Town!
Yeah, probably.
The Devil's Advocates.
But do you think the Biden administration's called up Laura Ingraham and making the announcement to the world that we're invading Russia with amphibious troops? Come on, Trump. I mean, and I want to hear fine Trumpsters that want to defend that crap. You know, he's a little late for the early bird buffet. Maybe you people were just naive marks who believed he was a super genius.
Then I got some land I'd like to sell you outside of Fukushima.
Check out the entire podcast library at darnwi.com.
So all you folks out there, if you haven't registered to vote, register to vote. Get ready to vote. There are so many things on the ballot this November, at our freedom, our liberty, and our way of life. But we'll get to all of that this evening.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m. on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in 1,000 pieces. Just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey sis, missed you this morning. Kim told me you weren't feeling well, so I'm just doing a self-care check.
Oh, thank you, friend.
How you doing?
Girl, listen, my energy was so low because I didn't eat breakfast when I got up, so I had to miss virtual yoga with y'all.
Trust me, I understand.
But I'm doing much better now that I've eaten, so I'm back on track.
Great. In that case, let's get some steps in tonight. I'll come over and we can walk around the lake.
Sounds good. Appreciate you being in my business, too. Now, let me get in yours. Did you check your blood pressure today?
I did that and my squats. Okay.
Okay.
High blood pressure is not going to be my friend if I can help it. See you at 6?
Let's get it. See you then.
Now more than ever, it's important that we protect our hearts and the hearts of those we love. Check in on one another and be a part of a healthy blood pressure movement. Rally your squad to take the online pledge at releasethepressure.org. Brought to you by the Release the Pressure Coalition and the Ad Council.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The Devil's Advocates. So relevant, they have one foot in tomorrow.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Back to Work Monday edition. And I'm a new head football coach for the University of Wisconsin. We played you the press conference live. Thank you to our partners at Learfield, the new Badger head football coach, Luke Fickell. And it's all about the money, baby. I mean, the donors must have been pressuring the athletic director, Chris McIntosh. This is a very, very expensive change of direction from Paul Christ.
You think you got to pay the guys leaving, and then you got to pay the new guy coming in. According to the Journal, Sentinel Fickell was set to make $5 million for his sixth season at Cincinnati. And what, six and a half now, you're saying, Curdy?
$6.5 million estimated salary. But that's, of course, plus French benefits. You know, big-time college football pays well. Quite well.
Yeah, apparently so, man. I don't, you know, and I love your college football, and the Badgers are great, you know, the home team. These are kind of obscene numbers, I got to be honest. I mean, how about give the guy $1 million and let him use his name, image, and likeness to go hustle up the pizza joints like the players and see if he can get some extra money that way?
Dom, are you feeling a little angry because he's starting to make big-time radio money like you?
Yeah. $6.5 million. I'm still waiting for my Soros check.
Yeah. Well, Dom, here's what I would say. This is a win-now attitude. The reason we hired this guy is because he's got a track record of success at the very highest levels. This is not a, you know, get all the good local kids and develop them into walk-ons and fine athletes through the course of time. This is the sort of guy that hopes to bring four-star and five-star athletes. You know, these kids have become commodities. And when you hear the athletic director talking about what? The licensing deals that these college kids now get to make? If you live in the state of Wisconsin, you've probably seen the Pepsi commercials with mediocre quarterback Graham Mertz and sophomore standout Braylon Allen. I mean, and God bless him. If you can get paid in college, because we remember, Dom, I mean, it didn't used to be that way. I mean, the only paying off going in college was mostly in a McDonald's bag in a guy's locker.
Right, right. Some $100 bills in your sneakers after the game.
Well, that would happen, and certainly it was part of the recruiting and the playing process. But now they can cultivate these star players. They can bring them licensing deals. I just wonder, is that the role of the university? Because, I mean, this university, Dom, I don't know if you noted yesterday when the new head coach and his family flew into Truex Field here in Dane County, Wisconsin. Madison flew on a private Wisconsin jet. I didn't know the football program had its own jet. I mean, is that for, like, key recruits? You go pick them up at the airport?
You know, if it's the role of the university to pay for the athletic departments the way they do, and, you know, these are big dollar amounts for most universities, certainly it's their, if you're going to even get involved in it, certainly it's their role to do licensing deals, to perhaps to bring people in if you can do it. Or you could just pay them, you know, call me crazy, they are adults, 18 and over, you know, they get paid like everybody else. So I'd like to see some of that, but I mean, okay, great, good. Let's see some wins, but $6.5 million plus. Whoo!
Dom, that's the chump change. You know what else is being speculated? The Don McLean Center, once upon a time, a marvel. Not anymore. It's an 80-yard practice field. Football fields are 100 yards. So they want a full-size facility, and it has already been speculated. This guy, as part of his contract initially, when he went to Cincinnati, he made facility demands. Like, they had to upgrade their facilities so he could have a top flight, you know, athletic facilities to show off to his prospective athletes. Well, that facility, the replacement for the Don McLean Center, $300 million.
Ooh,
now you're really starting to add up to some money, man. Pretty soon we're gonna be giving money to Foxconn.
That's a lot of money for a 6-6 team. I mean, can't you guys cut it down a little bit and say, hey, here's a little bonus if you get to a bowl game. Here's a little bonus if you win the Rose Bowl. I mean,
all those bonuses
$1 million
are additionally in place. Those are incentives. Those are the perks. Those are the fringe benefits.
Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. News, talk, and sports from Vesper to Plover.
College football.
Sure. Well, I'll grab a football. You try to stop me.
I'll do that. That'd be fun.
It would be fun.
Yeah,
it would. It's been a while.
It would be. But, you know, we got to do it in a small, confined space. I'm not open field tackling.
Is there any hesitation with the kind of money we're throwing around here? Now you're talking about a $300 million practice facility on top of all of this. I mean, how much is too much, Crudy?
Well, you know, it depends on how big a practice facility they get. Here's what I would say. We were at the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce, WMC. That's the big business lobby. We were at their luncheon when Paul Christ was introduced as the head coach. And speaking immediately before him was the monotonistic wanker, the former governor of the state of Wisconsin, Scott Walker. And it came off as a skosh political, if you'll recall, yeah, Dom. Not only was it an outside business lobbying group that was entirely supportive of Republicans, but, you know, basically Scott Walker warmed him up for Paul Christ. And I don't know who the worst public speaker is. I mean, Scott Wanker, very, the nose. I know we've all got it. We're in Wisconsin. But he's worse than most. But Paul Christ was a horrible communicator. I don't know how you pay anyone to head a program, how he's supposed to inspire young people. You inspire people by communicating with them. And Paul Christ was a horrible communicator, to my opinion. I've never seen him successfully string like three sentences together. I said it.
I get that. And you are, you know, public speaking in front of your team is one thing. Perhaps he's one of those that gets a little different when he gets in front of a different crowd. That's hard to say, but I do agree with you. I think obviously communication very important in the coaching, but you got to sell him. You got to bring him along. I think Fickell. Mentioned that. You know, it's one thing to get paid. It's one thing to do it. But you got to sell it, and you got to have them believe in what you're trying to do. Otherwise, they're not going to believe that they can do wonderful and courageous and awesome things if they're not buying down at the most basic level. So we'll see. I mean, obviously, it's been a disappointing season for the Badgers. Where do we stand now? How many games? A bowl game, right? What do we know?
We are bowl eligible, and here's what Crudy says. Decline the bowl. Decline the bowl. If you do not have a head coach in place, and I'm not clear that Luke Fickell would be able to coach the Badgers. I mean, who's going to coach their program? Right? Doesn't he have some obligation under contract? He may have to finish out the year. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
2 weeks notice, something like that. So I'm not clear. Would you retain the outgoing coaching staff to coach you through the bowl game?
I mean, that's
Barry Alvarez coming out of retirement again to coach just one more game. I mean, it's going to have to be some bastardized version, but normally you take the bowl game because you want to develop your young players. You want more opportunities for these kids to practice.
Right.
And, you know, the Duke Mayo Blue Bonnet Garden State Bowl that's going to play off on December 22nd or some other non-prestigious night. Dom, I'm not clear that it's worthwhile for this program. No one's going to the bowl game this year. Maybe if the new coach was representing the team, I'm less clear. I'm not 100% clear. But I'm not clear that this new coach would be clear to coach the Badgers in the bowl game. So what do you do then? You punt?
You punt, right? Forfeit the game? You don't do that, man.
No, you just decline the invitation. You just say it's 6-6. We really shouldn't be going to a bowl game.
Ah, but you got kids that busted their ass trying to get to a bowl game, man. Don't you owe them
something?
How many
of those kids are already going to be in the transfer portal before the bowl game rolls around? I mean, that's the real question. How many of these kids are leaving campus? Your star here at UW, Braylon Allen, the sophomore tailback, kid from Fond du Lac, he's still 18 years old. Talking about influenceable young people, this kid's 18. And his statement was, well, I'll stay as long as Coach Jim Leonard is the head coach here. Well, that kind of leaves the door open for your star tailback, doesn't it? He was injured in the last game of the season. Is he going to go pad up and play in a bowl game if he doesn't know what next year brings?
Risk the injury?
Risk the NFL career, man. This guy's definitely heading to Sundays. So Braylon Allen, like a lot of those that preceded him, will have a well-paying Sunday afternoon job, about 3 hours a week. You know what I'm saying? Like the Jonathan Taylors and many, many other.
Right. So what? So was he really injured this last game, or did he pull the Rodney? Oh, my arm, it's broken.
Considering
if you see the writing on the wall, I don't know.
No,
man.
No.
I mean, I don't know how you put a team together to play.
Saturday, he thought that Jim Leonard was going to be the head coach, right? On Saturday, you thought you were going to win back Paul Bunyan's axe. On Saturday, you thought you were going to get some of the respect you lost as a football program back. But it didn't happen. And ultimately, even the local beat writers, the sports writers here in Madison are like, oh, man, we got to get a different quarterback. Graham Mertz will be the death of Badger fans. And he's a nice kid. He seems like a very nice guy. I'm not criticizing this human being that goes out there and tries really hard. But he airmails more packages than UPS, man.
Sorry I missed the game.
You know,
sounds like it would. When's the Big Ten championship?
This Saturday night, Purdue, who this Badger team beat, and Michigan. Michigan beat Ohio State over the weekend. No one's even talking about the fact that Michigan handed Ohio State their lunch on Saturday.
No, I was in Michigan over the weekend, and everybody was talking about it. They came out and stuck that Michigan flag right at the 50-yard line of Ohio State. It was glorious.
As mentioned before, and we'll move on from the sports talk, Dom, plenty of other headlines to discuss, but Luke Fickell was a player at Ohio State. He was a coordinator at Ohio State. He was the interim head coach at Ohio State, and much like Jim Leonard, he didn't get the full-time job. He got passed over, and he went on to coach the Bearcats, and then, obviously, moved back to the Big Ten. This was one of his destinations.
Yeah, and I think...
But he might have missed the destination last year, because last year, this non-Power 5 conference school that he coached, Luke Fickell, they were in the college football playoffs. So one of the big SEC programs when they started hiring, he was committed. This actually probably worked out better for him. You know, this year he could move on if the right opportunity presented.
Well, for Jim Leonard, I think it's a good point. I mean, certainly it's a disappointment. Apparently he was blindsided by this news, wanted the job. But, you know, bigger and better things perhaps for Leonard. And as the incoming coach says, you know, change is constant. You know, evolution and growth is optional. And hopefully Leonard will take those opportunities to another program.
You know, someone shared with us, it's Ted Kellner's job. Google him. It's worth the Google. 844-967-2789. Devil's Advocates Radio Show, a Monday edition. Dom, do you have a nice
Sports Talk Live.
Yeah, we're done with sports, basically.
Are we done? Is that
somebody jumps in and says, hey, man, let's talk about that Packer game last night. Is it time to fire the Packers head coach?
Oh, I don't know, Crude. You get
all the women in Wisconsin would, you know, have an axe to grind. They find that coach of the Badgers quite handsome, that LaFleur.
You know, and you know, over of course, my Detroit Lions playing over the Thanksgiving holiday, and man, they tried so hard, they almost pulled, and then they lost. So, but what, tied for second with the Green Bay Packers in the NFC North, so way ahead of the Bears, which I love to see.
Well, the Bears do still suck.
Yes,
and if you'd like to call in and talk about how badly the Bears suck, we do play the Bears this Saturday at noon, the Packers do. And I think maybe Jordan Love will be the quarterback.
Saturday.
Sunday. My bad.
Okay.
Noon game. Noon game. Sunday. You don't have to worry about a Badger game, at least not football, this Saturday, Dom. You know, no Big Ten championship game for us this year.
No.
6-6 does not get her done. Come back with us. We'll talk about the new Trump crime spree. Did you hear what Trump's being accused of?
What? More? More crimes?
Yes, new
of course
crimes.
He is, man. He's Donald Trump. He can't help himself. Every day he's doing something to break the law.
Well, we'll tell you all about it. Come back with us. We are the Devil's Advocate. Stay just on the right side of the law as long as we have to.
Money. So they say.
Coach would have put me in fourth quarter. We'd have been state champions, no doubt.
Oh, my arm! It's broken!
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
we're going to show a video of Roger Stone recorded by Danish filmmakers.
Just Google Roger Stone Monopoly Man.
You remember the old Batman TV series? He looks like the Penguin.
It's like a bad costume for A Christmas Carol.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And I know that firsthand because I was in that every year as a kid. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
That needs to be the title of your autobiography. Always a street urchin, never a Cratchit.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Have you been trying to figure out how to finance your education? Let's be honest. The cost of college these days is staggering. If you have strong academic and leadership skills, you may be eligible for a scholarship from the Benevolent and Protective Order of Elks. Every year, the Elks National Foundation awards more than $3.3 million in scholarships that range from 1 to 4 years. So pick up an application today at your guidance counselor's office or your local Elks Lodge. To find the lodge nearest you, log on to elks.org. High school seniors, would you like to avoid student loans? Parents, would you like to give your child a better future without mortgaging your own? Well, a $60,000 Elks scholarship may just be your ticket to the college of your choice. Each year, the Elks National Foundation and your local Elks Lodge provides millions of dollars in college scholarships to high school seniors. If you're interested in learning more about the Elks scholarship opportunities, visit our website at elks.org. Elks care, Elks share.
A message from your Wisconsin Rapids
WFHR,
Elks Club,
Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Your